Now, as I was just saying, you know, you never know. The world is so goofy right now. I don't know. It's hard to find a hero. Hard to find people you can believe in. But we found one. We got a guy. That's the beauty of this program. We always have a guy.
And
we
can
always
find something. Honored to be in the studio with him.
Ryan Shannon is a United States Navy veteran, and he is going to be participating in the 2016 DoD Warrior Games, which are going to be held here in Chicago, which is very cool because you're from Morris originally, right?
So yes.
Just a little downstate from us. Mm-hmm. Not so far downstate that we don't understand your accent,
no.
But just fine. Just you know, close enough to Chicago that it counts.
Don't need an interpreter.
That's exactly right. Let's first of all, now the Warrior Games is an amazing.
It is
an amazing thing that has been put together to help veterans to raise awareness about veterans who have been injured in war and, you know, need continuing care. But then they take the warrior spirit. You can't get away from this. And I know there's other organizations that do this that require, because you guys, your training and your dedication and motivation to be what you were in the military continues on even after you've been injured. And you got to sort of, you know, get that energy out somehow, right?
Absolutely.
And so what is just amazing is you watch this, the amount of intestinal fortitude, things I don't have.
No.
Things I just, you know.
No question. I mean, you guys by nature are competitive, you're strong, you're like, you know, you're into getting into this kind of thing. But does everyone who participates in the Warrior Games, do you all have played this sport in the past and have expertise, or do you develop it?
No, for me, I was a big track and cross country guy. And I always say, like, you're never going to see our doctors at Warrior Games because we're not supposed to be doing these things. But I was a big track runner, cross country runner in high school and college.
Awesome.
And I played around with like volleyball and things like that, but I never swam competitively or anything like that. But then when I got hurt, I started getting introduced to these other adaptive sports, sit down and play volleyball, get in the pool, and I can't really use my legs too well. So swimming all upper body and everything, and just completing a lap or serving the ball and things like that, and starting to realize that, hey, it's not over. I can still keep doing these things. It really starts clearing your head a little bit, takes you out of the darkness of,
yeah,
okay, everything's broken and I'm a completely different person now.
Mm-hmm.
So you sustained an injury while you were serving on the USS Pasadena, and then this is interesting. Do I have this right that you actually broke your foot while you were on leave? Right?
I was on short, so I had like a 3-year period of bad luck. That's what I'm chalking that up to. I was stationed in New Hampshire for a little bit, and there was a fire on a submarine, and I went and fought that fire for 10 and a half hours, and I have some PTSD and anxiety just from the things I saw and what happened. And then about a year later, I was underway during a fire drill on the Pasadena, and I was putting my shoes on or my socks on, and another sailor came out of his rack, and I took both of his feet to the back of the head, knocked my head in between my legs, and traumatic brain injury sustained from that.
Oh my gosh.
And then another year later, I was I got stationed in Hawaii on shore duty, so off the submarine, so I could kind of recover from the brain injury and everything. And I broke my foot at the beach with my division and my family, and everybody was there. And misdiagnosed for 3 months.
They didn't know it was broken.
No, it was too swollen, and it wasn't really registering on the X-ray. And for 3 months, I ran on it. I was told it was a sprained ankle, and I've had those before. So
this is the thing we were talking about this yesterday, because there was CNN did this story about there's a program. I mean, there's so many really very noble and great programs out there, mm-hmm, that are taking care of wounded veterans right now. Private sector and, you know, programs, and one of which is a guy who takes them out rock climbing so that you rappel off the side of a rock, put yourself back in sort of that harm's way concept, mm-hmm, so that you can start the emotional healing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the points the guy was making was also an amputee, and he was like, you know, it's how well you suffer And I thought to myself, oh, my God.
You wouldn't pass that test.
I'm the worst sufferer of all time.
I know. If I have a torn toenail, I'm at the doctor. And I'm like, wait a minute. I cannot play through this. No way.
So you have a broken foot. You have a broken foot. You're running on that. You've got the fighting of the fire. And again, you know, we think about a lot of the things, and I think this is an important point here, that we think about those who were in Afghanistan and Iraq, mm-hmm. and the injuries sustained there, and obviously we should. But around the world, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, there are tens of thousands of U.S. military personnel who are on active duty in harm's way, doing things that we are not covering in the news. We can't cover the news. Some things we don't know about, and other things, you know, are, you know, less cavalier, if you will, than what goes on in those places. Mm. And so when people are coming back from their service, and this is the other thing too. As a submariner, I cannot imagine what that duty is like. Having been on a United States Navy mm-hmm. submarine, old one and new one. New ones are a lot nicer than the old ones, right? If you ever go on the World War II.
But how long were you on one for?
For about 2 hours. And
a little different.
And it was tied up to a dock.
Oh,
it wasn't going anywhere. And they're amazing pieces of equipment. But my God, that's not easy duty, man.
Yeah, you mentioned not knowing what we do. I'm still convinced my wife doesn't know what my job was on that submarine. And I deployed for 8 months at one point, and she's like, "Oh, he reads emails. That's what he does." And I'm like, "Okay."
Well, you think that, right?
I mean, for weeks at a time, well, perhaps months at a time. We don't really know for sure, and I don't think we're supposed to know.
Nope.
I mean, you have no idea if it's day or night, or if, you know, you're living on a clock without any. There's no daylight signature there, right? No. And that's part of the issue.
They dim the lights to kind of signify that, hey, it's dark time. But we hook up a TV from the periscope, so when the scope goes up, I kind of have like my own little window where I can look out. But it's just water moving.
And the periscope's not always up.
No, it's not.
Right, so I mean, you really have that notion. And what it is an incredible service, and mm-hmm. it's a great fraternity, right?
Absolutely.
For those who have served in the Silent Service.
That's one of the big things when you get hurt and you get your career starts ending and stuff. I miss that bro. I just want to go to sea. That's what I want to do, and I can't do that anymore. So you kind of lose those things, and the adaptive sports and the Navy and everything, they do a good job at bringing you back into the fold and giving you that camaraderie again.
Now you have a special guest with you here, a little four-legged friend, Chelsea?
Yes. She's named after Chelsea Dagger.
She's just wagging her tail.
Look at that. Oh, I see what you did right there.
She's a therapy dog.
And that's from One Pet, One Vet. And, of course, we've had those folks on a number of times.
It's a huge organization.
Great organization.
She was part of the first graduating class. So.
Wow. How long have you had her?
I've had her since she was 6 weeks, so a little over 3 years now. And she just finished 2 weeks ago her 18 months of training. And
she's a PTSD dog, right?
She's a service dog as well. Helps me with mobility, like up and down stairs as well. But anxiety, PTSD, she works with all those.
I gotta say that one MC, which is one of the first dogs out of that program, mm-hmm. was in here, and
darling,
and came and sat at my feet, dog. And I thought this dog knows something
left
I don't
veteran
know. Right,
who she
right.
was working with, and said, "Nope, I got someone else I got to care for
right,
over
this
here,"
is,
and sat right at the base of your foot.
Right, more urgent problem over here. If anybody could speak dog, I'm just letting you know now we have a problem.
Planted herself there and wouldn't move.
On my feet, which mm-hmm. I thought was a pretty amazing moment.
Told us everything we needed to know.
All right, so you're going to be. Let me see if I got this right, Ryan. You're going to be. Taking part, how many events are you going to be taking part in?
I'm in seated volleyball, track, and swimming.
Wow. And this all starts, this is very cool, because this is a program people went to. Did you go to Invictus? Were you there?
I'm on Invictus team this year.
Wow.
Yeah. Invictus is the hairy one, the Prince Harry one?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. just asking. I'm just asking.
Some people know it.
Okay.
Right, oh, that's the one the Prince Harry's
just asking.
About. Oh, can I go? Were you at Invictus last year when it was here in Florida?
No, I watched it. A lot of my teammates were on there. And so I got to watch it when it was on ESPN or stream it and root them on from home.
Everybody I know who went down there just wanted, especially reporters, all they just want to talk about Prince Harry.
Exactly.
I go, there are real heroes here. Where's Invictus?
Where's Meghan Markle?
This year.
It's in Toronto, Canada.
Oh, great. Yep. So it's even better. All right. So
but these games are spread out at different places across the city. We got the McCormick Place, you got the Lakeside Center, Lane Tech Academy. Oh, my alma mater. You got the track competition over there, and then University of Illinois for swimming. So you can see people throughout across the city.
Absolutely.
Different
all those
games.
All those events are free and open to the public, and like I said, we're doing our thing and out there competing and everything, but I know I've been talked to many times from just people who came and watched, and it changed their thinking of everyday life and how they get through problems or traffic even. I mean, traffic.
Sure.
Yeah.
Chicago traffic won't be as bad.
When you think your life is crappy, you go to these kind of events, or you go to any kind of an event that is honoring those who've served and been wounded, and you're like, I am such a
complainer.
Yes, I was going to use another word, but but that's what it is. And this is, by the way, the Warrior Games are going to be in Chicago starting June 30th. Opening ceremonies then, and then through July 8th. So it's that 4th of July week, essentially, is what it's going to be. And as Anna just said, it's all over the place,
which
it's
is great.
All kinds of
catch
places.
Catch up with it at McCormick Place or Museum Campus, United Center.
So you're going to see a lot of wounded veterans around Chicago, right? And so thank them for their services. I am thanking you now, Ryan,
for
everything that that you have done. And I would like to thank Chelsea for everything that Chelsea has done for you and for me at this moment, because Chelsea came up and ran across. This is how I know I'm nuts, because when I met the dog a few minutes ago, the dog's like comes up to me, rubbing up against me, like, it's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay.
She's a very calming influence. We'd love to borrow a Chelsea, or else maybe one of Chelsea's relatives at some point once they finish the training program. Could you put them on loan here for WGN
Radio? I think people who deserve it more than I do, but...
but even just for a day would help.
Yeah, maybe. That'd
just
be okay.
A day. She's darling.
All right, so just Google 2017 Warrior Games, and that's the way to find tickets and find all the things that you're going to need for that. And again, Ryan... appreciate you being here. It's an honor to meet you, sir.
Yeah. And thank you for your service. We'll be out there cheering you on.
Thank you, guys.
And good luck, and kick a little butt. And kick a little butt on behalf of the United States of America, the Invictus Games, which is sort of like the Olympics, the International Olympics
Absolutely.
Version of that. That again, is
Prince
features
Harry
Prince Harry. That's the most important part.
And very importantly, our veterans from around
exactly.
the world.
Exactly. All right. DOD Warrior Games. They are coming to Chicago. Do not miss it. And Ryan, thank you so much for being here. Violetta Potomatic's got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.